This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is Michigan Congressman Mike Rogers, Republican representing the Great Lakes State's 8th Congressional District. He's also a member of the House Select Committee on Intelligence. And that's where we want to spend most of our time here in this conversation. And Congressman, thanks so much for your time.
I'm honored to be here. Thanks, Greg.
As I mentioned, you're a member of the Intelligence Committee. There's been a lot of fireworks in the past few weeks and even in the past several days over what role the CIA has played in briefing Congress, whether they've been truthful. And now, of course, the latest thing is whether or not Dick Cheney ordered the CIA not to brief Congress on a plan that never actually materialized to capture and take out al-Qaeda leaders. What do you make of this back and forth by the Democratic leadership over CIA policies and its truthfulness towards the Congress?
Well, I think it's incredibly important that Congress do its oversight. I'm a former FBI agent. I understand the role of the oversight committees in Congress. It's important. However, that being said, is carelessly as they throw around words like misleading, which, by the way, is accusing them of a crime, lying to Congress, which is accusing them of the crime. The speaker came out and used the same words that were misled, which is a crime. It's wrong, and it is irresponsible. And it threatens, the good order of our ability to collect intelligence and our national security overseas. And what was frustrating to me is that I was in the briefing when the CIA director came and said, here's what was going on. And it begged a lot more questions, and it didn't seem to meet the threshold of the legal requirement to brief Congress. Because one of the components that's being thrown around, even if it's true or not true, about the lethal part of that program, there are programs that were occurring during the same time that had much more serious consequences that we were briefed on. So it wasn't that they would use that. Why wouldn't you tell us about that one if the conditions of which the Democrats say are true, and they would tell us about the other one? Wouldn't make any sense, number one. And number two, we don't know the whole story behind the Cheney. Now, there are two versions of it now. One is that the vice president said, don't brief Congress until you meet the threshold to have to brief Congress. That is very different from don't tell Congress. And it is absolutely irresponsible on one briefing to make the charges that they misled and lied to Congress. We don't know that for a fact. And matter of fact, it was a program that didn't function very well, wasn't operational, never reached the threshold. I tell you, that's very disturbing to me that they would be that callous and that careless with accusing the CIA of a crime. Their job isn't to attack the CIA. It's to set the rules in place so that the CIA can attack the guys that want to attack the United States. I think that's the way it's supposed to work here.
Congressman, you mentioned there were some briefings in which you felt you weren't getting all that you needed to get. What was the CIA's response once you made that point?
They said we'd have to get back to us. And what happened was the director had gotten briefed, and which is very unusual, by the way, calls an emergency meeting of the Intelligence Committee. That's pretty unusual. And so when you show up to that, you think, this is going to be pretty devastating stuff. And I walked out of there thinking, wow, you need to do an internal review and determine what the facts are before you come down here and run down here like your hair's on fire. It just didn't pass the smell test to me because there were more questions. Really, what was the full statement of the vice president? Did the program actually ever do anything? Well, the answer was no. Were they affirmatively told through the life of the program? And by the way, it didn't last all 8 years. I've seen reports say, it lasted 8 years. That's just not true. It didn't last 8 years. It was turned off, and then they tried another version of it. And oh, by the way, using the same legal structure, there are other programs out there that have more serious consequences than this one, and we were briefed on all of them. So again, this whole thing doesn't pass the smell test. And I think they've got the wrong bad guys in their gun sights. We ought to be looking at al-Qaeda and the Russians' nuclear program and North Koreans' nuclear program and Iran's nuclear program and stop trying to accuse our CIA agents of committing crimes against the United States, certainly with the evidence they have, which is nothing.
Congressman, last week when this latest story came out about the letter from your chairman, Sylvester Reyes, to the ranking member and your fellow Michigan Congressman Pete Hoekstra, Congressman Hoekstra told me that this was basically turning into a political campaign against the intelligence community and the CIA in particular. And he also said that this type of public criticism is devastating for morale. How would you react to those two points?
Well, it is incredibly devastating. Here's something that they don't realize. When the speaker comes out and says that, listen, you know, they misled Congress and they're a bunch, you know, they lie often. Well, and it's not true, by the way. It degrades certainly the morale, but it also does something very serious. And this incident just adds to it. Imagine if you're a CIA case officer and you're overseas and you're trying to get somebody to commit espionage against their country or against an al-Qaeda organization so that you can help the United States maintain its national security. You need the full faith and confidence of the American people, and that person needs to believe that that agent is an officer of the United States of America. And when you start slapping them around in public like this for political gain, you jeopardize their ability to get these people to say, yeah, I trust you, I trust the United States, I'm going to be with you. That is a big thing. And I don't think they understand that, you know what, outside of the Beltway, there's some really bad things happening. Of course, I argue inside the Beltway, there's some really bad things happening. But the real world and the real fight is happening overseas with really dangerous people, and their words have consequences. And it's maddening to me that they would go ahead and attack the CIA and create this political theater for the protection of the speaker and not worry about the protection of the United States.
Congressman, one question before we let you go. And this goes back to a conversation we had last month where you broke the story that Afghan terrorists were being read their Miranda rights, and you are going to try and get some hearings in the House Intelligence Committee about this. What has happened on the committee front? What has happened in terms of the terrorists still being read their Miranda rights half a world away?
Well, we certainly have some. The administration hasn't come clean quite yet on what they've proposed on the Global Justice Program. The committee was not nearly upset about that not being briefed. By the way, that changes the way we fight terrorism, which is significantly important. So we're still working through it. They seem to think if it comes from this administration, no matter what it is, you don't have to talk about it. But if something happened in 2001, that's something we ought to shut down the House and spend lots of millions of dollars trying to figure out what they knew. It's really very frustrating these days.
Congressman, I know it's a busy day for you. Thank you, sir, very much for being with us.
Hey, thank you. Thanks for your interest.
Absolutely. Michigan Congressman Mike Rogers represents his state's 8th Congressional District, member of the House Intelligence Committee. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.